Today's great quote in franchising is being brought to you by
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi everyone, this is Marty McDermott, the host of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews now over 8 years, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. In fact, to date, we're over 250,000 people have listened to our podcast, so it's really been quite spectacular. Today's quote comes from Terry Corkery of Franchise Works, and I know Terry very long time. God, we're probably going back about 16, 17 years now, was when I first learned about Terry. And he operates a website called franchiseworks.com. And we invited Terry on the show to talk about how to prepare for a franchise show. A lot of times they'll have franchise shows across the country. They have a big one every year now. It seems like it's been taking place at the Jacob Javits Center in New York City. And it's really a fantastic event. But I asked Terry when we had him on the show, I said, you know, what do you like most about franchising? And I thought his response was very clever, because he talked about that franchising doesn't really discriminate. You know, it has nothing to do with your education level, race, gender, any of that stuff. If you know how to follow a system, then you could be very successful in franchise. But why don't we hear from Terry instead?
You still have to be, you have to be an entrepreneur at heart, but you still have to be able to follow that system.
Absolutely.
You have to be motivated and just realize you're not automatically going to make money. You follow the system most likely, but you're going to have to work hard.
Exactly. And if you're looking for a change in the system, you know, you really have to prove it. I mean, most franchisors are not looking for the franchisee to change, although some of the changes do come from the franchisees that make the business successful.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We were reading a story, it was a couple weeks ago, Terry. I don't know if you remember this, Don. We were talking about the Filet-O-Fish, the guy that started the Filet-O-Fish for McDonald's. You know, it's he was competing against Ray Kroc. I guess it was with the Hula Burger, which was like a pineapple. And, you know, the Filet-O-Fish was attributed to a franchisee, actually.
A lot of those things from the McDonald's were attributed by
franchisees.
You know, the franchisees.
Absolutely. That's something.
That was an interesting story.
That was. That was a great story.
Around the time of Lent, and
yep.
They wanted to go with a non-meat type of food, and that person happened to put together a real nice fish sandwich that became a staple at McDonald's. So.
Sure has.
Right, absolutely. Terry, what do you like most about franchising?
Well, I think it gives everyone a level playing field. And what I mean by that, whether you have a ninth grade education, if you been through college or high school or a doctor, it doesn't make a difference. Everyone has that same opportunity to be successful. Because to me, the key features in the franchise, in purchasing a franchise, would be, you know, number one, the system. Obviously, there has to be a system in place. Number two, the support that's in place for you to be successful. And obviously, as the franchise grows, the name recognition. I mean, they're probably the three key features you're buying a franchise for. And I think it gives everyone that opportunity to utilize those.
Just find that structure and successful business model. And
yep. I think it fits.
If you'd like to hear that whole interview with Terry, you can actually go to franchiseinterviews.com and go to our franchises listed alphabetically page and just go to Franchise Works. You can go to Franchise Services and listen to that whole interview, because Terry had a lot of great advice during that particular show. So I want to thank everyone for listening to our podcast and making the podcast very successful. And we have a lot more coming for you. So thanks again, everyone, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from franchiseinterviews.com. Take care, everybody.